Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Sunday, July 12th at Keeneland, the last day of a really fun summer meet. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman here to take a look at the late pick four, which includes a couple of stakes races. So Jim, we'll start with the first one. Seventh race is the Grade 3 Kentucky Utilities Transylvania. Three-year-olds on the turf at a mile on a 16th, which normally is, I think, the opening feature of the spring meet. So the Transylvania is here with a nice, well-matched group. This was a tough call for me. Ended up taking a bit of a swing on a price just because I thought it was so wide open. Where did you land?
Yeah, I thought it was wide open as well. My first two opinions were Field Pass and Bama Breeze, both coming out of the Audubon at Churchill. And of those two, Bama Breeze only has three lifetime starts. So 5-1 on the outside for him. Had a 91 buyer last time, only got beat by links, Field Pass, and they're 2-1 morning line versus 5-1. So Bama Breeze, drawing outside doesn't help, but lots of upside with only three lifetime races. So Bama Breeze would be my pick in here. Also, take a look at Chad Brown's vintage print. I always got to put Chad Brown. He's won two in a row. Irish Mayas for Grand Motion at 8-1 for Velasquez. I don't know what it is, but Donnie Velasquez, when he comes here, seems to get price horses and never throw him out on a horse that could be 8-1 to 10-1. Fancy Liquor from Mike Maker certainly fits off three really good races in a row, including one behind Vintage Print and one behind Field Pass. I could go a little bit deeper in here, and maybe I didn't mention your long shot. Street Ready will be my next pick. Didn't run well in the War Chant, but stretches out to a mile and 16 for Ian Wilkes, and Ian has been doing well at this meet. So I'm going to go 5 deep, probably in the pick 4, but my pick would be, if I get 5-1 on Bama Breeze, I think it's a bargain.
You finally got to my pick, Street Ready, right there at the end. The win 2 back was ultra impressive down in Florida. And then he had a wide trip last time. He was really talked up a lot going into that race off the previous performance. Ian Wilkes' horses have been running well this week. And so in a wide open race, I see that 15-1 morning line. I'm going to take a shot with Street Ready for the win pick, but I will go deep into pick 4. I like Field Pass, that win last time in Bama Breeze. Really the ones you mentioned, Vintage Point for Chad Brown, Fancy Liquor, Irish Mias, all of those. Any one of those I could see winning this race. So this can be a fun renewal of the Kentucky Utilities Transylvania. The other stakes, the Grade 2 Elkhorn, final race of the week. And it is a mile and a half and on the turf course, obviously. And it's a couple of really hard, campaigners that always seem to run their race, and horses like Zulu Alpha and Arclow. Grand Motion's always dangerous in these marathon races at Keeneland. So He's No Lemon certainly bears scrutiny. But I think it'll come down to Zulu Alpha and Arclow. And I am going to give the nod to Zulu Alpha. Tyler Gaffley owned, great fit for this horse. He's nearly won 3 in a row. And I think he bounces back with a little time off and gets the win. But there is the time off angle. Arclow has had a race since Zulu Alpha was last out. And Arclow was narrowly beaten last time at Churchill. And he seems to always run his race. Sometimes comes up short, but you're going to get your money's worth. The only thing I will add is I talked to our friend Mike Maloney, excellent local handicapper, for our Daily Double podcast series we've been doing this week with handicappers. Been fun, folks. It's a good listen even after the meet is over if you didn't get to hear them, the backstories on some of these guys, how they came to be horse players. And Mike is throwing in Rise the Guy just on the basis of not much speed in the race, and Rise the Guy could be a lone lead type. So I'll throw that out there as well. But I'm going to go Zulu Alpha, slight nod over Arclow in the TVG Elkhorn. How about you?
Those two are the obvious ones. I would take Zulu Alpha as well. And we'll get to pick 4. I'm going to go deeper in here simply because I'm going to go thin in the third leg. And I'm going to use those two are obvious for all the reasons that you mentioned. Zulu Alpha, you know, won the grade one at Gulfstream on Pegasus Day and at 11-1, and Gaffley owners does fit this one like a glove, so he's on top of his game right now. Do worry a little bit about the 4-month layoff, but Zulu Alpha on top. I'm going to use a couple other horses in here at a price. I think Henley's Joy, the 13 on the outside, is kind of interesting. interesting to me. In the Asmussen barn now, rather than Mike Maker, he ran well here in the Transylvania last year. He won the Belmont Derby, the Grade One at Belmont last year at 20-1. And then he's kind of leveled off, hadn't had a race since March 21st. But if anybody can move him up, it's Steve Asmussen. So Henley's Joy at 15-1 is very enticing to me. And I'm also going to use the two Nakamura for Graham Motion and Johnny Velasquez. I think you got to look at that combination. 23% rider for Motion, and Motion gets them ready. So Nakamura would be my long shot pick in here along with Henley's Joy. But Zulu Alpha looks like a strong pick here in the ninth race, the finale of the spring meet at Keeneland.
The Henley's Joy on the outside, I'm glad you mentioned that one. I left that one off my list by mistake because I talked to Jeff Bloom for an interview that'll be on the Keeneland social media, and he said that they just needed to regroup with this horse and that he's training exceptionally well, and they feel good about him having a shot to run big, just don't like the post position. But I think, yeah, at 15-1, he's definitely one to include because he's a Grade 1 winner. So let's go to our pick fours. The first leg is the sixth. It's a maiden race for fillies and mares 3 and up, going a mile on the main track. And then the third leg is an allowance race featuring an even money on the morning line horse in Whitmore. So take me through your pick four ticket.
Okay, I like the fact that you got a maiden special weight in the first leg. So you do have a first-time starter in here. It's going to get a lot of money. My favorite day for Asmussen. So you'll see how the tote board goes on that one before you place your wager. Going to use my favorite day. Excuse me. Going to use Market Rumor, probably my top choice for Ian Wilkes on the inside. Barely got beat last time out. Heavily Sis comes out. The six horse comes out of the same race. And Satoya for Brian Lynch and Rosario. Going to use four here, 1, 3, 5, 6. And then I'll go ahead and give you the seventh race. My six in the seventh that we already talked about would be 1, 5, 6, 7, 11, with Bama Breeze being my top choice, the 11 on the outside. Whitmore is a standout in the optional claimer, as we discussed off the air, just barely made the conditions. Dropping from graded stakes into an optional claimer, kind of a no-brainer to single him, and I couldn't see an alternative in there. So I'm going to single Whitmore, and then that gives me a little bit of money to go deeper in the last leg. I think Zulu Alpha and Arco are going to be big favorites, but I'm also going to use the other two I talked about, so 2, 5, 10, 13. So my pick four ticket, 1, 3, 5, 6, with 1, 5, 6, 7, 11, with 11, with 2, 5, 10, 13. That's a $40 payoff, a $40 ticket. If Zulu Alpha and Whitmore win, probably not going to get rich on this one. If you can beat Whitmore, you can make some money. But I think he's just going to be such an overwhelming favorite here that the pick four may not be as lucrative as we'd like to see it on the last day.
I am going with a $54 ticket in which I am going to take a couple of shots at Whitmore just because it would substantially increase the payoff. I'm going to go 1, 5, 6 in the first leg. I'm going to leave out the Asmussen. Not a big fan of horses debuting around two turns, but you're talking about a Hall of Fame trainer, so great connections here. My favorite day could certainly do it, but I'm going to leave him out and just go 1, 5, 6. Then I want to go 6 deep in the Transylvania, 1, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11. I'm going to take 3 horses in the 8th race, obviously Whitmore, but CZ Rocket and Coppertown. CZ Rocket has made a couple of starts for a new trainer, Peter Miller, and has speed. And so speed horse that spikes up under a new trainer, I think is just a hot horse. So I'm going to take a shot there. And then Coppertown, it's Wesley Ward. It's a horse that has some back class. In fact, the horse's best ever race was here at Keeneland on the main track. So probably a reach, but I'm going to throw that one in just in case to try to catch price. And then I'm going to just use Zulu Alpha and Arklow in the last leg. So 1, 5, 6 with 1, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11 with 2, 6, 11 with 5, 10 for $54. Hope you've had some success this week with your wagers. We'll be back next week as we'll get into Saratoga or Del Mar, one of those two, for our next edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.